The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London. Adam, these are big figures for Boris Johnson.
Yeah, he's got pretty much a third of the Conservative Party backing him to be the next party leader and therefore next Prime Minister. And although I suppose you could say a third doesn't sound that impressive, in fact, in a first round of voting when there's 10 candidates, that's pretty good. So he remains the hot favourite because basically he got more votes than the next two in the list combined, who are Jeremy Hunt, the Foreign Secretary, and Michael Gove, the Environment Secretary. So those three are the biggies, but we're down to seven, so we've got rid of three. They're the Who They candidates, Mark Harper, Andrea Leadsom, and Esther McVeigh. They all basically didn't get enough votes, so we're down to seven. It would be so much more fun, though, if it wasn't all cut up and dried by the Conservative Party itself. If we all got a say in this and it was somehow broadcast on telly live, it'd be much more fun. But as it is, we wait for the closed shops to decide. Yes.
Well, now there'll be another vote on Tuesday, and they're going to have to get 10%, so they'll all have to get 33 or get cleaned out. Hopefully three or four of them will get cleaned out then.
Could happen.
Yeah, absolutely. What's this Huawei? I mean, they're still in the news.
Yeah, they are. I mean, they've been kind of rejected, haven't they, by you guys and by the United States for any involvement in the new 5G technology contracts that are going around the world. You know, we're all moving into the 5G era, although I'm still quite happy with 3G myself.
Absolutely.
5G is on its way. And essentially, China's ambassador to Britain, who a gentleman by the name of Liu Xiaoming, says if the UK decides to exclude Huawei, then they may well think again, and Chinese investors might decide not to invest in the UK.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was a veiled warning or just an explanation of economic facts. But
well, I just think they're saying it's a two-way street. But, I mean, China has to improve its behaviour because otherwise the international world feels suspicious of every technological move that they make. That's the point. Have a great weekend. Yeah. Thank you for everything. See you next week. Adam Gilchrist in London.